Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
By the age of the customer, which is creating forces that convey control from you to your customers. If your efforts aren't producing the same results as before, you might think it's an execution problem, but it's probably that you're using age of the seller practices when customers have age of the customer expectations. My new book, The Age of the Customer, Prepare for the Moment of Relevance, will help you make this transition from old practices to the ones that will help you meet those new customer expectations. Find out more about my ideas and how to buy the book at ageofthecustomer.com. That's ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame, and I wrote this book for you.
He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Girl, I'm bad, 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 bad. Amazing why.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about our good friend John Berlaw being back on the show. John's a great member of our Brain Trust. Coming up on 10 years, he's been hanging out with us. Senior fellow with the Competitive Enterprise Institute, CEI.org, an organization that I've been telling you about for a long time, for probably almost 20 years. He's a crowdfunding expert and an expert in especially financial regulations, which is one of the things we're going to talk about today. And he's our good friend, John Berlaw. Welcome back to the show.
Always good to be on, Jim.
Good to have you back, John. So, folks, our government, our federal government, and probably states too, but we're going to talk about the federal government right now. They are notorious for addressing a problem that happens in the marketplace or in the workplace or in society after the fact of a problem, and always in overreaction to that because of just a hysteria that builds up. And John, no thing that I can think of is more of a poster child for what I just said than the Sarbanes-Oxley bill of 15 years ago. Would you agree with that or not?
It is a pretty big poster child, and it's still having the negative effects on legitimate companies.
Remind the audience what it was. What it was in response to?
It was in response to Enron and WorldCom and some of the accounting fraud there. But it ended up, it was kind of like trying to close the barn door after the horse had been let out.
It was punishing thousands of businesses that didn't do anything wrong because of what a handful of companies did.
Right. And it's unclear it prevented any future fraud.
It didn't.
You had Lehman Brothers and Countrywide
complied
with it.
2008 still happened. It didn't work.
Right. But at the same time, it has had permanent effect, permanent damage, both to entrepreneurs and to investors. If you look at this, it tripled and quadrupled auditing costs. In fact, it's been called the Accountants for Employment Act. And it used to be that investors could, that entrepreneurs went public earlier, say Cisco Systems, Starbucks, and Amazon all did IPOs of raising less than $50 million. Now, most firms don't do IPOs that raise, less than $1 billion.
I personally know small businesses and small banks that took themselves back private because after having gone public because they didn't want to deal with the Sarbanes-Oxley stuff, the expense of it especially.
Yes. I mean, you have all the way from foreign companies like British Airways that delisted from our exchanges to the small hamburger chain Max and Hermes that said it was just too expensive and they just couldn't justify spending that to their.
So you testified in front of Congress last week. Tell us what you said.
I talked about how both entrepreneurs and investors are losing out, especially investors, that they don't have the chance to grow wealthy with companies like they did with Home Depot and Cisco Systems and Starbucks, and then it's time to, but there has been a little progress because of the Jobs Act, the Jumpstart Our Business Startups Act from 2012, and it's time to build on that, at the very least.
Mm-hmm.
And got some agreement, even some of the Democrats that
really?
Agreed to.
Well, yes. After 15 years, the evidence, the destructive evidence of Sarbanes-Oxley can't be denied, can it, by anybody?
You wouldn't think so. I mean, some people tried at this hearing, the Democrats witness tried, but it just is because
it makes them look stupid when they do that, though.
Yes, it does. And it's becoming apparent. I mean, the good thing is, you know, neither Sarbanes or Oxley are in there,
mm-hmm.
and it's sort of like both the legislation. Since it was bipartisan, but still stupid, you know, George W. Bush signed it.
Well, but we haven't learned, and I don't want to mix our regulations. I don't mean to do that, except to say that the Dodd-Frank bill, which was the next version of this, it did more damage than it did good. So we haven't learned anything, John.
We haven't learned anything. I'd like to be a little bit optimistic that. You have things like the Jobs Act that at least for the
Jobs
small,
Act was a joke, John.
I don't. I think it had real. It didn't go as far as it needed to go. I think it did have real benefits when you make it easier.
Well, but you're talking about because you like to you put more faith in the crowdfunding thing than I do.
I know entrepreneurs are utilizing the Jobs Act.
We'll talk about that. Hold on, that quick break, folks.
If you're a business owner, who can you trust to stand shoulder to shoulder with to help your company prosper?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.